Great Northern Railway presents Empire Builders. And every night, the Empire Builders starts a happy trainload of people off on one of the most pleasant travel experiences in America, the transcontinental ride from Chicago to the Pacific Northwest via Great Northern. First, a comfortable night's sleep while your modern Pullman is being whisked smoothly up the Mississippi River Valley to the Twin Cities. Then a day spent, for the most part, no doubt, in a luxurious observation lounge car, listening to the radio, reading or watching first the charming lake region of Minnesota, and then the wide sweep of Dakota's plain slip past the car window. Another night without a jolt or a jar as the Empire Builder glides smoothly, swiftly along on the straight stretches of steel rails, and then the day of days for scenic wonders. First, the famous 60-mile ride along the southern border of Glacier Park and across the Continental Divide at the lowest pass in the northern USA Rockies. Then fascinating hours of turbulent mountain streams, placid lakes, far-flung forests, high mountain peaks. You reach Spokane that evening, and the coast cities the next morning after a thrilling ride through the electrified Cascade Tunnel, the longest in the Western world. What a trip. If you're planning a trip to California this winter, go this way, via Great Northern.
I beg your pardon, ma'am, but I believe this must be your book, found it laying in the armchair over there by the radio.
Oh, why, thank you. Yes, I was reading it just a little while ago. Thank you so much.
Well, now, maybe you won't be so pleased as soon as you see the shape it's in. You see, I didn't notice it being there, and I sort of, I sat on it.
Well, I hope it didn't hurt you.
No, it didn't hurt me. But I don't think it did the book any good.
No, well, it was dull reading anyhow. And I just can't keep my nose in a book with all this marvelous scenery flying by the window.
Say, it is beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, and this road that follows the railway along here, isn't it magnificent?
Yes, it sure is. You know, that's the Columbia River Highway. It follows along the river for miles and miles.
Oh, yes, I've heard of it so many times. Look how it winds along the hillside up there. But excuse me, I'm Virginia Monahan, escaped from New York.
Well, now I'm mighty glad to know you. And they call me the old timer.
Well, so glad to know you. My, what a magnificent view of the Columbia River.
I tell you, there's nothing to compare with it. Long here between Spokane and Portland, the Empire Builder follows the Columbia for more than 100 miles.
Really? And such scenery. You know, I haven't been able to speak except in exclamation points for days.
Okay. You just wait till you see the Willamette Valley. You know, it's one of the garden spots of the world.
Willamette? How do you spell it?
W-I-L-L-A-M-E-T-T-E.
You may go to the head of the class. A French name, I suppose?
Well, French by adoption, but Indian by birth. The Indians named it Willamette, and then...
Did you see that auto skid? Oh, what a dangerous-looking curve.
That is a dangerous curve. If you're driving along 60 or 70 miles an hour, several bad accidents have happened there.
Oh, dear.
But there was one. I don't know whether you'd call it a bad accident or not.
Now, that sounds intriguing. Tell me about it, old-timer. If I may call you that.
Sure. Everyone calls me that. Well, now this is about a man named Stephen Burroughs, a bachelor. Sort of a fidgety cat. Got more money than you could shake a stick at. Now,
late at night,
and Stephen Burroughs, driving along, like a wild Indian.
What the devil? Where am I?
You're in the hospital, Mr. Burroughs, in Portland.
What?
Oh. Here, here, you must be quiet. Hmm?
When I want your advice, young lady, I'll ask for it. Doctor.
Yes?
What time is it?
My, 4:15.
Past four. Doctor, what day is it?
Friday.
Friday? Good Lord. I got an important meeting at 4:00. I'm late. Here, help me up.
So fast, Mr. Burroughs.
Where are my clothes? I'll attend that meeting. I gotta know the reason why.
No, it can't be done. I'm sorry.
I've got to go, man. Get me out of here. Liz.
You say your meeting was Friday. Now, which Friday?
Why, Friday the 17th.
Too bad. This happens to be Friday the 24th.
Great Scott. Have I been here that long? What happened, Doctor?
Well, you tried to straighten out Horseshoe Bend. Bad business.
Good business, Doctor. For you?
No, I was talking from your point of view.
Well?
Compound fracture of the leg. Left arm broken. Broken collarbone. And there was a slight concussion of the brain. But that's fast now.
Is that all?
Oh, some minor cuts and bruises.
Well, I'll be damned. Excuse me. How long am I in for, Doctor?
2 months. Maybe longer.
You won't keep me in here 2 months. Not if I know it. Here, you young woman.
Oh, were you speaking to me?
I was. Telephone John Tyler, my secretary, Broadway 6040. Tell him to come out here immediately.
Yes, sir.
Move, woman, move. Do I have to get out of a sick bed and call him?
Mr. Burns.
Doctor, he's fainted.
Bring me up here for, nurse.
This is the sunroom. You can wheel your chair around and look out in every direction. The convalescents like to come here.
Well, I don't. It took me a month to get used to that room downstairs, and now take me back down.
I'm sorry, I can't.
You can't? What do you mean?
The doctor's orders.
You're taking orders from me, young woman.
Not in the hospital.
You take me back to my room, I tell you.
Just a minute, Mr. Burroughs. Here, your right arm, please. Steady. There.
That damn needle again. What was that for?
To keep you quiet. I'll be back for you later.
Well, I won't stay here. Well, I'll get up and get out myself.
I'll be back later.
I won't go to sleep. I'll tell you. Oh, you hear me? Must have been that kid over there. No one else here. Oh, what's the matter? Where's somebody? Oh, let me see if I can wheel my chair over there.
Oh, 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 oh.
No, no, no. What's the matter?
Oh, my hand. Hi. Oh, oh.
Oh, it's hell to suffer like that. Where's the nurse? Where's anybody? Here, hey,
nurse.
Oh, here's your nurse. Well, hurry up, woman, hurry up.
I'm coming.
Here, Anne, take this. This will ease the pain. Let go of the man's hand, Anne.
Oh, that's all right.
You see, if she can hold someone's hand, she seems to be able to stand it better, the pain.
Is she like this often?
No, not so often anymore, but it's bad while it lasts. There, she's better now. Come, Anne.
Thank you, mister.
That's all right.
Goodbye.
God, what a sad little smile.
Here we are, Mr. Burroughs, up on the roof this morning.
Well, fine.
I see we won't need a hypo today.
Oh, a nurse. A little girl here. The one named Anne, isn't that it?
Yes.
What's the matter with her?
Hip trouble.
Is she any better?
I don't know.
Well, find out then.
All right. Why, there she is now.
Here, why don't you wheel her chair over here? This is a nice sunny spot.
Surely. Oh, there. She saw me wave. She's going to wheel herself over.
Well, I won't need you. I'll look out for her for a while.
Very well.
Oh, how are you today, Anne?
I'm a lot better, thank you.
Tell me about yourself. What's your name?
Beatrice Ann Hylam. I like my name.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice name. How long have you been in the hospital, Anne?
All my life.
What? All your life in a hospital? Where are your parents?
They're dead. They were both killed when I was hurt a long time ago, when I was only 2 years old.
And how old are you now?
10.
Ken, have you no other home, no relatives?
I have Aunt Mary.
Well, who is Aunt Mary?
She is my great aunt. But I just call her Aunt Mary. She owns this hospital.
You don't mean Mary Woodruff, the superintendent?
Yes.
And she is your aunt, eh?
No, she is my great aunt. I just call her aunt.
Oh, I see. And you have no other home than the four bare walls of a hospital.
But up here there aren't any walls. Just a lot of space, all filled. Sky and trees and flowers. I like trees and flowers, especially roses. I can see them everywhere I look.
Of course. Portland is the rose city.
Yes, I'm glad. A lady gave me some roses once, a little teeny one. Cecil Bruins, she called them. I didn't forget the name. They were so pretty. I still got them all pressed out in the book. It's a picture book. I look at my roses every day.
You shall have some fresh ones tomorrow.
Oh, will they be pink? I like pink ones better.
Yes, yes, they'll be pink. Tell me, Anne, what's the matter with your ship?
Something happened to it. It won't function at Mary's Square.
Well, can't it be cured?
The doctors say maybe when I get older. They're nice to me.
And your aunt?
My great aunt.
Oh, yes, yes, your great aunt. She is nice, too?
Yes. She gives me a home here.
I see. You live in a hospital all your life. Never go anywhere. Never see anything.
But I do see things. There is my river way down there. It runs right through Portland and divides it into the east side and the west side. That's the...
Very interesting.
Sam Simpson wrote a poem about my river. I just call it my river. It really isn't.
I see.
A nurse told me about the poem.
Tell me about it.
A Beautiful Willamette. That's its name. I know the first verse by heart.
How does it go?
From the cascade, frozen, gorgeous, leaping like a child at play, winding, widening through the valley, bright Willamette glides away.
Mm, nice. Very, very nice.
I like this part, the bay. Onward ever, lovely river, softly crawling through the sea. What's a sea?
A sea? Well, in this case, it's an ocean. The Pacific Ocean. It's that way. You see, the Willamette River flows into the Columbia, and the Columbia flows into the Pacific Ocean. That's geography, too.
Is the Columbia River more beautiful than my river?
No, not more beautiful, only bigger. The Columbia is one of the largest rivers in the United States.
Is the Pacific Ocean awful big?
Oh, yes. Most as big as the sky. Would you like to see the ocean?
Oh, yes. Too far away. It's 100 miles.
That's not so far, Anne. One can get there in a few hours.
On the train?
Yes, or by automobile.
I never saw a train.
You never saw a train?
But I heard one.
Way up here?
Mm-hmm. I hear the Empire Builder on the radio every Monday night.
Oh.
It sounded so... Oh, I'd like to ride on that train.
Stranger things than that have happened, Anne. Tell me, what else do you see up here beside your river, softly calling to the sea?
The mountain peaks, all covered with snow. They reach way up into the sky.
And how many peaks can you see from here?
Let's see. There's Mount Hood. Hmm? I like Mount Hood the best. It's so jaggedy. And over there is Mount St. Helens.
Yes.
And right behind it is Mount Rainier. And I can see the top of Mount Adams, too. Why, way over there. See?
Who told you all these things, Anne?
Miss Gray.
And who is Miss Gray?
She's my nurse.
Oh, and what else did Miss Gray tell you?
She told me all about those beautiful houses on the hills right back of us, and what's inside them, and everything. I'd like to see the inside of a house.
Have you never seen the inside of a house, Anne?
No.
Have you never been away from the hospital?
Mm-mm. Only sometimes I make leave. I sail away on a little white cloud and go over the top of the hills and see what's on the other side.
And what do you find on the other side?
Sometimes I see an enchanted castle with a little princess at the window. She wants to get out into the sunshine, but can't because she's under the spell of a wicked fairy. And sometimes I see a dreadful, great, big giant looking around for someone to devour.
But aren't you afraid to make a... Aren't you such a terrifying vision?
Oh, no. I'm not afraid. He can't get to the top of the hill. He's changed. And he doesn't know what's on the other side either. I guess he'd like to. Just like me.
Someday, Anne, you may see the other side. Who knows?
Oh, Mr. What's your name?
Why, it's Burroughs. But you just call me Uncle Stephen.
Uncle Stephen.
That's it. Oh, here's your nurse, Anne.
Oh, Miss Gray, Uncle Stephen's going to show me the inside of a house someday, maybe.
Oh, isn't that splendid? But come now, it's time for your nap.
Goodbye, Anne.
Goodbye, Uncle Stephen. Oh, Miss Gray,
I suppose so.
I missed him so yesterday.
Well, he sent you your roses, didn't he?
Yes. He sends them every day. I love my roses.
And they're always Cecil Bruner.
Mm-hmm. I like them the best. Isn't Uncle Stephen wonderful, Miss Gray?
Yes. He's nice.
I think he's awful nice.
Do you, Anne?
Oh, Uncle Stephen.
Good morning, Anne.
Good morning. Yesterday was just awful lonesome without you.
Was it? Well, I was very busy yesterday, but I thought of you many times.
I'm so glad. See my pretty roses?
Do you still like them, Anne?
Mm, I love them.
Well, you shall have them every day, whether I'm here or not.
Are you going away?
I must. I'm well now. I came to say goodbye.
Oh.
Oh, but I'll come back one of these days. You won't forget me, will you?
Never. Never.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Uncle
Stephen. Goodbye,
Charlie. Look, Anne. Mr. Burroughs is waving to you.
Goodbye. Oh, Uncle Stephen. Uncle Stephen. Don't go away. Don't go away.
Day this is, Anne?
No.
Why, honey, this is Christmas, and here we are up on the roof garden. Isn't the weather wonderful?
Oh, I'm so tired, Miss Gray.
Oh, look, your roses have dropped to the floor. Here they are, Anne.
Thank you.
Why, Anne, dear, don't you love your roses anymore?
Yes. Oh, Miss Gray.
Yes, Miss Barton.
Here, this box just came, Miss Gray.
Oh, thank you. Why, Anne, it's beginning to seem like Christmas in spite of the warm sunshine. Miss Beatrice Ann Highland. For you, Anne. Look, open your eyes. This great big box is for you.
Is it?
Shall I open it?
If you want to.
Oh, come, Anne. Aren't you interested in what Santa Claus brought you?
Yes, I suppose so.
I can't wait to see. Oh, Anne, it's pink. It's pink. See? It's a dress. Oh, 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 and how exquisite. And here are dainty pink stockings to match. And darling little white slippers. And, oh, dear guest box. Pearls for your neck. And here's a handkerchief with tiny pink rosebuds embroidered in it. And even a purse. All for you, Anne.
Oh.
Aren't you thrilled, dear?
They're very pretty.
And here's a letter for you. Read it. Go on and read it, Anne. What are you staring at, child?
Look, Miss Gray.
Why?
Uncle Stephen. Oh, it can't be true. I'm going to pinch myself.
Yes, it is, Anne. I'm here in the flesh.
Oh, Uncle Stephen, I missed you so.
Well, didn't you get my roses? They were my daily message to you. I thought you'd understand that I hadn't forgotten you.
I wanted you, Uncle Stephen.
Did you, dear? Stop crying. Stop crying, and I'll show you your Christmas present.
I saw it. I like my pretty dress and everything.
Oh, I'm glad you do. but that's not what I meant. Here I am. Take these field glasses and look way up there on the hill.
Oh, I can see it so plain.
Do you see that big white house way up near the top with the flag flying on it?
Oh, now I see the flag.
Do you like that house, Anne?
It's like the enchanted castle where the little princes live.
Well, that's your enchanted castle, Anne. I'm going to take you away from here this very afternoon to live in the inside of that house. And Miss Gray is coming along to take care of you. Will you like that, Anne?
You'll be there, Uncle Stephen?
Yes, indeed. Not even your dreadful great big giant could keep me away.
Oh, it's too wonderful to be true. Maybe when I wake up, I'll be in the hospital again.
Never you fear. When you wake up, Anne, you'll be in your own home way up on the hill.
Oh.
And when you're well, we'll travel all over the world and see what's on the other side of those hills.
In the Empire Builder?
Yes, on the Empire Builder.
Oh, Uncle Stephen.
Not Uncle Stephen anymore, Anne. You're going to be my Christmas present to myself. Do you know what I've done? I've gone and adopted you for my very own.
Oh.
Oh. What's my name now, darling?
Daddy. My wonderful, wonderful Daddy.
Well, old-timer, that was a beautiful story you told us tonight.
Well, thank you, Dad. It's one of the best Christmas stories I ever run across. It seems to put people in a kind of a, well, you know, a kind of a Christmassy frame of mind.
It certainly does. By the way, are you going west for Christmas this year again?
Well, I don't know, Ted. I might. And then again, I might not. You'll know better next week. Say, our time's getting short. You better tell them about tonight's play.
That's right, old-timer. Here goes. Harvey Hayes, of course, was the old-timer again in tonight's program. Betty White was Anne. Bob White played Stephen Burroughs. Bernadine Flynn was Miss Gray, the nurse. And Lucille Houston was Virginia, the girl to whom the old-timer told the story. This is Ted.
Hey, Ted. Huh? Just a minute.
Yes, old-timer. What is...
You forgot something.
Oh, sure. I almost forgot. The old-timer asked me for him and for Empire Builders to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Pearson speaking. The Empire Builders program has come to you from the Chicago studios of the National Broadcasting Company.
And you are listening to Westinghouse KYW, the Chicago Herald and Examiner station.